When it's time to scale your business, it's time for Shopify. Get everything you need to grow the way you want. Like, all the way. Stack more sales with the best converting checkout on the planet. Track your cha-chings from every channel, right in one spot. And turn real-time reporting into big-time opportunities. Take your business to a whole new level. Switch to Shopify. Start your free trial today.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. I'm your host, Nova Lane, here to help you break free from the digital shackles and reclaim your real life. Today, we're diving into something super important, self-care, but not just any self-care, phone users self-care. Because let's face it, scrolling through endless feeds and doom scrolling can take a serious toll on our mental and emotional well-being. Ever feel like your phone is constantly demanding your attention? It's like this little digital gremlin whispering in your ear, just one more post, check your notifications, oh look, a funny cat video. Sound familiar? Well, it's time to hit the pause button and prioritize yourself. Think of self-care as your superpower. It's what keeps you energized, focused, and ready to take on the world. So, how do we inject some serious self-care into our phone-dominated lives? Here are 5 golden nuggets to get you started. First things first, recognize that constant phone use is a real energy drain. It saps your focus, creates mental clutter, and can leave you feeling more stressed than relaxed. Imagine it like this: your brain is a muscle, and just like any muscle, it needs rest and rejuvenation. So, take regular breaks from your phone. Step away from the screen for at least 30 minutes each day. Engage in activities that truly nourish your mind and body. Speaking of nourishment, what are you feeding your mind? Scrolling through negativity can seriously impact your mood and outlook. It's like constantly watching a bad movie. It just leaves you feeling drained. Make a conscious effort to curate your feed by unfollowing accounts that bring you down or trigger negative emotions. Instead, seek out content that inspires you, motivates you, or simply makes you smile. Think of it as decluttering your digital space for a more positive and uplifting experience. Remember those hobbies you used to love? The ones that got lost in the shuffle of notifications and endless scrolling? It's time to dust them off. Whether it's painting, playing music, writing, gardening, or even just taking a walk in nature, reconnecting with your passions can be incredibly rejuvenating. It allows you to tap into your creativity, reduce stress, and rediscover the joy of doing things simply for the pleasure of it. Now, let's talk about boundaries. You wouldn't let anyone barge into your house uninvited, right? So why allow notifications to constantly interrupt your flow? Set clear boundaries around phone usage. Designate specific times for checking emails and social media, and stick to those limits. Turn off unnecessary notifications and resist the urge to constantly reach for your phone. Remember, you're in control of your time and attention. Don't let technology dictate your every move. Finally, remember that self-care is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you slip up, get sucked back into the scroll vortex, and feel overwhelmed. But that's okay. Just like any habit, it takes time and effort to build new ones. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your successes, and keep practicing those self-care rituals. You deserve to feel balanced, grounded, and in control of your digital life. Think about a time when you felt completely drained by your phone. Maybe you were scrolling through social media late into the night or constantly checking notifications during an important meeting. Can you relate? I bet you felt that familiar sense of overwhelm, like your brain was buzzing with too much information and your energy levels were plummeting. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity for navigating our hype-connected world. By consciously choosing to prioritize your well-being, you create space for deeper connections, greater creativity, and a more fulfilling life. Remember, your phone should serve you, not rule you. So, take charge, reclaim your time, and embrace the power of self-care. Alright, listeners, that's it for today's episode. I hope these 5 takeaways inspired you to create some space for self-care in your busy lives. Remember, taking care of yourself is a superpower. Use it wisely. Now, go forth and conquer those digital distractions with renewed energy and purpose. Share this episode with your friends who might need a little reminder about the importance of phone detoxing. And don't forget to leave us a review and let us know what you think. Until next time, stay mindful, stay connected to yourself, and remember your phone is not the villain, but it can be a powerful tool if you use it wisely. Catch you on the flip side.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.